It's the time of year when high school seniors get those fat college acceptance letters, followed by the tuition bill. The price of a university education has been climbing faster than family incomes for the past quarter century. Last year saw the sharpest increase ever, with the price of a four-year public university jumping 14%. Some lawmakers in Washington say reckless spending by universities is driving up the cost. Administrators at public colleges say the problem is falling public support. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The stately red brick buildings of the University of Vermont sit high on a hill overlooking the still frozen waters of Lake Champlain. Some of these buildings have housed classrooms and offices for some 200 years. But on the drawing board now is an ambitious plan to give this venerable campus a major facelift.
We're on the site of the Student Commons right now. This building's coming down. This building, which is the bookstore, is coming down.
Tom Gustafson is UVM's vice president for student and campus life. He points across a parking lot with Vermont's green mountains in the background and describes the future. Five new residence halls that will look more like fashionable urban condominiums than staid dormitories. A new science research center and a modern student commons with a soaring glassed-in atrium housing clubs, a state-of-the-art theater, and a pub and bistro.
The theater will be located approximately here, but big project. It'll be the biggest project that we've ever built, about $70 million or so.
The $70 million plan is the vision of the university's president, Dan Fogel, who says he wants to bring UVM into the first rank of American universities. A renaissance, he says, that will update academic resources and student amenities to attract a better and more diverse student body.
Students, when they visit a campus, the physical look of the campus is among the most important factors, in some studies the most important factor in their decision. Where do they want to live and work and play for the four very important years of their lives? And we don't want to lose students because they see substandard residence halls.
Universities are engaged in a kind of arms race to get the best students, and it all costs money. Today, the average cost of a four-year public university is about $10,500. Tuition, room, and board at UVM cost $15,000 for Vermont residents, more than $22,000 for out-of-state students, making it one of the nation's most expensive public universities. And student fees are going up, in part to pay for the expansion. Congressman Buck McKeon, a California Republican, says Vermont and too many other American universities are spending too much.
Ohio State University spent $140 million to build what many of their peers call a Taj Mahal, featuring kayaks, canoes, indoor batting cages, rope courses, massages, and a climbing wall big enough for 50 students to climb it simultaneously. University of Cincinnati spending $200 million on a main street of sorts, you know, kind of a mall-style student center. These costs are all put onto the students as they attend school.
McKeon proposed legislation that would have withheld federal funds from universities that raise tuition above the inflation rate. He withdrew the bill after Democrats and university administrators condemned the plan as a set of price controls that would harm students. But McKeon did stir up the debate about rising tuition.
And our figures show that if this continues, in the next decade, more than 2 million college-qualified students are not going to be able to go to school. And I just think that that's a tragedy and something that we shouldn't allow.
I don't think that Congressman McKeon is wrong to raise the issue.
University of Vermont President Dan Fogel says there may be anecdotal evidence of reckless spending, but he says that's not the case in Vermont or at most public universities, where the biggest driver of higher tuition is dwindling state support.
This year, our state appropriation is only 9.04% of our total budgeted expenditures, less than 10%. When appropriations are low, tuition has to be higher, because to hire a chemist or a violinist on the faculty at competitive rates costs the same thing, whether the source of funds is from the legislature or from tuition and fees, or from earnings on endowment.
In fact, Vermont ranks 49th in the nation on per capita spending on higher education, which helps explain why tuition is so high. Richard Ehrenberg of Cornell's Higher Education Research Institute says Vermont represents a troubling national trend.
The standard line among the public institutions is that we've shifted from being a public institution to a publicly assisted institution to being a publicly located institution. And as the state support continues to fall, these publics are going to have to behave much more like privates.
That means a greater reliance on endowments and out-of-state students. Ehrenberg says the steady erosion of public support for public higher education means it is costing more but delivering less.
We see that salaries are falling in public higher education relative to private higher education at the leading universities. We see increased usage of part-time and non-tenure-track faculty. And so I think it's fair to conclude that the quality of what we're delivering is going down,
while tuition and fees will continue to go up. Sandy Baum, an economist at Skidmore College and an analyst for the College Board, says other factors driving up tuition include health care costs for faculty and staff, the price of insurance and utilities. And the most rapidly rising expense is for student aid. That means increasingly wealthy students are subsidizing low-income students. But Baum says the good news is that it also means the net cost for the average student is growing more slowly than the sticker price suggests.
At public four-year colleges, the average student gets about $2,300 in grant aid. At private four-year colleges, the average student gets about $7,000 in grant aid. And if low-income students can get the message that there's enough subsidy, enough grant aid out there to help them and will apply to those institutions, then I think that will make a big difference in terms of access.
That's not to say colleges and universities can't do more to control costs, and some are, including some of the elite public and private universities. Last month, Harvard announced that students from low-income families won't have to pay anything to attend, while the University of Virginia plans to convert all loans to its low-income students to outright grants, to name just a pair of examples. Experts say policies like these can send a powerful message across academia about the importance of ensuring that higher education remains accessible to all. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.